Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Our comedian friend Reno Collier later on this morning in the studio. Reno's at the Funny Bone this weekend, Omaha. Nick is featuring this weekend with Reno.
Yes.
Funny Bone. Right, go see Nick and Reno this weekend. And it'll be good to see Reno again. We haven't seen him, obviously, since before the pandemic. I want to ask him, because during the pandemic, he was he building his own house or was he working construction? I couldn't tell. He was doing these videos where he was on this construction site building a house somewhere.
I think he was, might have been working. Yeah, I think Colleen told us.
He was just working.
He was just taking a job.
Yeah, I thought so, too, because nobody was working then.
You make a little money.
Yeah, make some money, right? Yeah. You worked outdoors, you're fairly safe.
I want to know
my house was built during the pandemic because they were outdoors.
What's it like to have marketable skills like that?
Well, we'll ask him. Maybe he was humping lumber. Maybe he was actually doing something. I'm guessing he was humping lumber. Don't get too excited there, puss.
We had one other comedian buddy building a house during the pandemic. Rob Little. I think Rob Little was also
He was renovating his
house.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Reno was from the ground up, right?
His house.
I think he might have just been working on a construction crew.
Okay.
But he was doing funny videos from the place, you know. While other guys are working behind him. We'll get his story.
That'll make you popular.
Exactly. Hey, look at Funny Boy over there.
It's like Tyler Walsh rollerblading through the grain bin. And they're like, hey, man, this might be it.
Yeah, you're done.
It's exactly
right.
Like that.
When TikTok becomes more important than the grain that you're binning.
It's like you, Nick.
You're done.
Yeah. When you weren't there mentally at your other job, you just weren't there. You were somewhere else.
I was there mentally probably about 12 minutes a day.
Man, that's crazy.
For years.
Yeah. No.
Would you say that was like the rest of the staff?
Oh, no.
I think it kind of stood out.
You were way less engaged than anyone else?
Well, I'd just stand up and be like, doesn't this place blow?
Right.
Everybody'd be like, well, I guess. Like, no, really?
Yeah.
And you still had to quit. No. They didn't fire you ever.
Yeah, they didn't ask why.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Well, I get that. Well, it's that Carlin line. Like, most people they'll work hard enough not to get fired.
Right, right.
That's right. Because it was very apparent that they weren't going to, like, pay anybody anymore.
Yeah.
Today is National Grape Popsicle Day. So get yourself a grape popsicle.
I won't argue about that, but they're pretty good.
I don't know,
my favorite popsicle, but
the green grape popsicles though—they're always the purple ones.
Yeah, that's a good point. They're always purple.
Yeah. The green, that's going to be the sour apple.
Yeah,
or lime.
That would be sour apple. Lime. Yeah, lime. Yeah.
The lime's a little deeper green than the sour apple.
Yeah, they're very similar.
If I was going to go frozen treat,
now I want a popsicle.
I think I would go drumstick or ice cream sandwich.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I like the Nutty Buddies.
Popsicles,
Nutty Buddies is a drumstick. Same thing, different brand name. Yeah, yeah.
I call them Nutty Buddies.
Here, who's my Nutty Buddy?
Yeah. Did the Nutty Buddy have the chocolate slug at the bottom of the waffle cone?
No, it didn't have the whole slug left, but I know what you're talking about.
The drumstick has a chocolate slug at the bottom of the cone. That was your reward for finishing it.
Well, I think they sell just those now.
Where's your reward?
You'd lick out the chocolate slug. Yeah.
I had a Klondike bar for the first time within the past year.
They're amazing, aren't they?
I'm like, oh, I get it.
Yeah, you get what would you do for a Klondike bar, that whole bit, right?
I wouldn't do much, but I'd eat another one.
I'd go in and buy it.
Yeah.
That'd be it, yeah. What would I do with that?
I'd spend the appropriate amount of cash.
The recall of Jif peanut butter products is being expanded.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, you guys are done. You might have to eat something else, man.
It's like candies that have been made with Jif.
Oh, really?
Like
your
peanut butter M&Ms? I don't know. Oh. Is that Jif?
Is that Jif?
Is that on there, Craig?
Not in the little bit I have.
That's a lot of M&Ms, man.
But other candies and stuff that have peanut butter in them.
Man.
Apparently some of that came from Jif.
I got some Skippy.
I'd like to know which candies cared enough to have Jif in them.
Oh.
And buy them more often to reward them.
Yeah, you're probably eating Skippy candy somewhere. Don't even know the damn difference.
Well, you can tell. We have some little pretzel things that have peanut butter in it. Whatever that peanut butter
it's
is.
It's not Jif.
Not at all.
Not proper. The jury in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial could start deliberating today. Closing arguments beginning this morning, apparently.
Yeah, like I said, we haven't watched any of that. We just get all their stuff third hand, you know. But apparently, she's pretty toxic and, you know, he's not the best boyfriend. But the chicks dig him.
They seem
he's
to.
Coming off better than she is, apparently, in general, they say. That's from all walks
of
life.
I'm sure the judge will rule. You're both horrible people.
Well, once again,
it's not the judge, it's a jury.
It's a jury,
oh,
right?
Okay. And the jury is not seeing everything that we're seeing.
No, they're not.
They don't have the social media influence.
No, they don't have any of this stuff.
They just have what they're looking at there in court.
That's right.
And if they come up with a different decision than what the internet has, there's going to be, people are going to be up in arms.
So if we
was
just
a picture of the turd in
sequestered
the
ourselves and watched nothing but court TV, would we have the same perspective as the jury?
We have two.
Are we seeing everything on
the
court TV?
We have two young women.
They aren't looking at social media.
Craig's daughter and my daughter, two young women, are backing Johnny Depp. I'm not saying they're right, but I'm guessing I'll take their word over anybody else because she's paying attention to it. My daughter is.
That's what I'm saying.
And so is your daughter, apparently, right?
You totally sequester yourself. You watch nothing but court TV. You watch nothing else. You read nothing else.
Right.
Hey, would you get the same perspective as the juror?
Who knows? That's a good point. That's a good question.
If even then,
except when they do that disregard the question. I've always hated that. I just heard it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to disregard it.
Yeah.
But even then, the jury gets to look around the courtroom.
Yeah.
The jury gets to look at body language.
Right.
In a different way than you do on TV.
Oh, right. Big
being
time.
In the room, I'm sure, is different than, you know, watching. Even though they're going to show everything, every minute of the trial on TV. Even if they showed that, it wouldn't be the same as being in the courtroom.
Yeah, you'd need like the Sunday Ticket Octobox where you'd have a camera on both lawyers, both, you know, parties, the judge, everybody.
Even then, you couldn't pick up the vibe.
To really pull in some of what they're getting.
I just want to see the Hollywood Vampires, man. That band, I saw a video of them live. They're excellent. And they play cover songs, which is even cooler. And Johnny Depp was playing guitar and singing. Alice Cooper was just on guitar. And, of course, at this song. Yeah. And Joe Perry's on guitar. And they have another guitar. They have a bass player.
He's all right.
It was cool to see Alice Cooper with a guitar on, playing guitar. I didn't know he didn't play guitar when his shows, you know.
Johnny Depp,
yeah,
any good?
Did that.
Johnny Depp, Johnny Depp was a musician before he's an actor.
He's got a pretty good reputation
as
a player.
And can sing, yeah. Yeah, I don't think that Joe Perry and Alice Cooper join a band with you unless you can play, no matter
just
how famous
because,
you are. Yeah.
Haven't you heard him in that weird cologne commercial where he's burying his stuff in the desert?
Oh, yeah.
He's really
I'm
good.
I'm going to get that cologne.
That, for me, and that's a reason not to get that cologne.
Because that commercial?
Yeah. It just annoys me.
Yeah,
but if you don't buy every cologne that's got a weird commercial, you don't buy cologne.
There you go.
Great point, man.
And
they're all weird.
Yeah, they're all
so
weird.
So I don't buy cologne.
Oh, they all think they're works of art.
Yeah.
You have, like, sculpted people. I'm like, that's not.
That's not me.
Just some schlubby dude putting deodorant on me like, oh, maybe I should grab that. Put some of this on, too.
Now, if you're inclined to go for commercials like that, you'd wear the axe. Chicks are all over. Chicks jump off a bus.
For axe, right. I think that Johnny Depp needs a lot of cologne because his bathroom smells like her ass. His bedroom, excuse me.
Because
she poops in his bedroom
everywhere.
All the time. So that's why
he's like, she poops everywhere.
That's the next verse. She pays perfume all over his bedroom. a cologne saying, you got to cover up the turd.
You feeling grumpy?
The amber turd. Don't say it, puss. Okay, go ahead and say it.
She was dropping a grumpy.
He's not British.
Not at all. Not even a little
pip,
bit.
Pip.
Cheerio.
This comes from Potato Guy.
Potato.
He's giving me crap.
That's why I let you say it. That's why I let you say it, man.
He's giving me crap. Right,
right. Yeah.
This jury, though, they're going to have to sequester, not sequester, sit down to deliberate
and not laugh.
Okay, now this grumpy.
Yeah, let's get down to the turd in the bed.
We've got to dig into this.
All right, somebody's going to put a diagram on a big whiteboard. Here's the turd, here's the bed. Look, all the people.
It looked like the emoji.
Right. Yeah,
it's just what if it'll take them longer than it would have if there wasn't a turd involved?
I know.
Speaking of
that, I wouldn't be able to be on the jury.
SNL, did I miss something? Did Kyle Mooney leave the show?
Yes, he is.
Okay,
too.
I didn't see him get to say goodbye. Did he?
He's in a final skit, right? I didn't watch the whole thing yet. I got the rest about 10
really,
minutes.
Really, Kate McKinnon was the only one that got a, well, Pete
and
Davidson.
And I love
Davidson
Kyle,
on the dais. And then,
which I think was unfair because Kyle Mooney, skit-wise, has done way more than Pete Davidson.
Adie Bryant was one of the people who say what's in, the trend. People.
And that she kind of said goodbye there.
She got a chance to say goodbye.
Yeah, she did.
During that bit.
Yeah,
kind of,
yeah. Because she said, I couldn't do it without my friends, and she hugs and starts tearing up.
And the opening... Kate McKinnon got to do her thing in the opening.
But I think
Kyle Mooney didn't get to say goodbye.
Mooney should have came out because he's so good as the baby
Yoda.
Baby Yoda. That's a funny skit, man.
Well, they did that. They did that skit towards the end. The old gray ponytails or pigtails.
Oh, I missed. That's why I watched. Yeah, he's in that.
Yeah. He was in that with Adie and Kate. And,
that was it.
Yeah, that was kind of a.
Oh, I suppose.
I liked
him. With the other two.
I always thought he was funny, man.
And it was towards the end of the show.
I mean, you don't leave without a plan. I'm sure he's got a plan.
Oh, yeah.
Or they asked him to leave, but I don't think they'd ask you to leave.
I think you just don't get your contract renewed.
Well, Beck Bennett, who I liked too, by the way, wasn't asked to come back this year. I never understood that. He was excellent, you know.
That has to be such a lifestyle change. They'd still stay up all night to ride just this
tough,
the amount
of
stress involved with that is to be gone. As if he goes to work on some other show or whatever, then we're like, okay, we're going to meet here on Tuesday night and then we'll leave Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, you go a million miles an hour all season and then get a little break.
That's got to be tough.
Well, that's also why you don't really ever see him go more than about three shows in a row a couple weeks off.
Right.
Because you'll burn people out real quick.
We didn't write this down and we're burned out. Move on, Craig.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A new analysis reveals that 75% of long COVID patients weren't initially sick enough to even be hospitalized. Researchers determined that many people who had the mild or moderate COVID symptoms ended up with lingering symptoms or new health problems, despite the fact that people who have been hospitalized with COVID are at greater risk to develop long COVID. This is based on tens of thousands of private insurance claims from the first 4 months that doctors started using a special diagnostic code for the long COVID.
My
people
niece,
I know that have the lingering effects, still the loss of
taste,
the taste and the smell. Never, they weren't hospitalized. Mercurio wasn't hospitalized, was he?
No, he felt pretty bad. But it was before he had it before the
before vaccine.
Vaccine, yeah. My niece just recovering. She was vaccinated and boosted. And the only reason she tested herself, she just felt crappy for a couple of days. Nothing major, we all do half the time. And she tested at home. She was positive. So the kids had to go to her, my sister's house for a little bit. But she didn't feel really sick at all, but she just tested positive. But it's because she's vaccinated and boosted. I saw the local news still does who's sick and who dies in this town. And there was a guy yesterday that died in his 50s, not vaccinated. 50s. What the hell, man? What the hell? You owned us, right?
Yeah. That'll teach us.
Yeah.
I just talked to Mercurio yesterday. He's going to be here in a few weeks.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Coming in for the World Series, right?
Yeah. To the College World Series. Yeah.
He's going to come up and hang out with us that
I
Friday morning.
Good. I asked him to,
Yep.
An animal rights organization has filed legal documents asking New York State Court of Appeals judges to give an elephant at the Bronx Zoo the same rights as a person so they can then sue over illegal confinement in order to get freedom, or in this case, move to a bigger sanctuary. So it's kind of several steps that they're trying to get. That
elephants
they have to,
are not people, too.
That you but have if they to could, jump through these hoops to get them to be able to go over to the sanctuary. Right.
But elephants should be allowed to contribute to a political campaign.
I think so.
Elephants are people, too.
That's true.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
That's the
happy,
way we determine something is a people, is if they can give money to my campaign.
Right. Yeah. Happy was captured in Asia back in the 70s when she was just a year old, a group called the Non-Human
Rights. That's an old elephant.
They live a long time. The Non-Human Rights Project has filed a legal thing to get the animal out of confinement, claiming that Happy has effectively been imprisoned by the zoo in a one-acre facility. The group wants Happy removed.
Animals imprisoned by zoos?
Not necessarily in a one-acre facility.
That's too small for that.
The group wants Happy removed from the facility and taken to a more spacious sanctuary. They claim Happy is cognitively complex and autonomous and should be treated as a person in the legal system worthy of protections afforded humans. Now then, here is why. They say that Happy is the first elephant to pass a self-awareness test. She consistently touched a white X on her forehead as she looked in a mirror. They say that is a self-awareness test. The New York Court of Appeals heard oral arguments. The lawyer for the zoo says Happy is, Happy swimming, foraging, and doing elephant stuff.
I would think it just means she's aware there's an X on her forehead.
You know,
but she's aware it's her.
Okay.
That's the self-awareness thing.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know, seeing it in a mirror and being able to react.
Yes, that is me.
That
is my head.
That sounds dumb at first, but it's not at all.
You know,
it makes total sense.
You know who couldn't do that? Herschel Walker. Have you seen that video? I mean, Republicans, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? That guy is out of it. You see him ask that question? It's unbelievable.
I didn't see what Herschel asked.
Oh, my God. They asked him about guns and how can we protect kids.
Oh,
I mean, it's
no.
like CTE is real, man. It's so...
He's got no idea.
He has no idea where he's at. He's horrible.
What was his answer?
It's so dumb.
Authentic frontier gibberish.
It's totally, man. It's like, what did you nominate, man? I don't care if he's a great running back. That's in the past. He is gone.
But
that's why he's not debating anybody.
He's owning you.
Oh, he's owning Georgia liberals for sure. That guy could be a senator. And I know we have dumb senators, but this guy might be the dumbest.
Elephants live.
That's quite the accomplishment.
He's not self-aware.
60 to 70 years.
That's insane.
And the gestation period is 22 months.
Whoa.
Well, that's always been that joke. He's still pregnant. No, I'm not an elephant. Man,
Can they still bang during gestation?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Puss?
I know. An elephant penis is pretty big, man. That might
probably
hurt.
That was a stupid question because people can't. I was thinking about the 6 weeks after.
Yeah,
there's probably not the desire because, they just do it to procreate.
Yeah.
I don't think they do it recreationally.
We don't know the guys
just
do
like
it.
God intended.
Good point. Yeah.
But I learned from animal breeders that the gestation period translates to length of life. Like dogs gestate for 60 days. And, they live 10, 12 years.
Got it.
We gestate for 9 months. We live 85 years.
Yeah, but the elephant only lives a little less than us.
Well,
they've
gestate got
longer.
The things in the wild to contend with.
Do elephants do it missionary at all? I'd pay to see that.
That
somebody's going to be hurting.
If there's an elephant style.
This is why we miss Jack Hanna.
That would be a logistical nightmare trying to make that happen.
Yeah.
Get off me. You're heavy. I'm an elephant.
So are you.
Can I get on top? No, you're an elephant.
Get tough.
Well, you think Aura would be constant with those giant trunks?
Easily.
No, I think it might interfere.
The trunk's your nose, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, then whatever that's called.
Yeah.
Use that.
But the trunk is pretty useful. I mean, it's very
it can grip things, right?
Yeah.
But how big's an elephant dong?
A trunky?
Puss.
Getting a trunkie.
I bet they have one at that museum.
Well, we see the videos of those apes in those enclosures giving oral to each other.
Yeah.
And kids just scream and run. Everybody's their parents going, oh, my God, this is great.
I really don't want
to. That's the best part of going to the zoo.
I really don't want to Google, do elephants provide oral sex to each other?
Yes,
just
you do.
Go to your open window.
I don't want to do it.
Sure you do.
Again? Right. Don't you think you'd remember?
Go to your open window. All right, that's a good oral sex elephant talk right there.
Wow.
You know we were going there.
Again, not experts.
No.
Not yet.
Not at all. Reno, call you later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.